Hello, I am Peter James Beatrice III, and I'm going to be interviewing my father, Peter James Beatrice II, about his military life and about his family.
All right.
We're going to start with the military. When were you drafted, or when did you enlist?
Well, I enlisted in the military. I wasn't drafted, and I enlisted in 1998, about a year after high school, in the Army.
How did you tell your family and friends that you were joining the military? Are there any conversations that stand out from that time?
I was interested, and I talked to my father and my mother about it, but my father mostly because he was in the Army National Guard as well, and I asked him about it. And some of the conversations we had were, are you going to be active duty? Are you going to be part-time National Guard? Or what are you looking to get out of the military? And my goal was to become a police officer. So that was part of the conversation I thought would help me become a police officer in Massachusetts. So I became a military police officer in the military. But some of the conversations I had were that my parents didn't really want me to go in the military because they were afraid that I'd have to go to war or something. But I ended up joining.
If you enlisted, what were some of the reasons that you joined the military? How did you choose your branch of service?
I chose the branch of the Army in the National Guard in particular because a friend of mine had joined the Army and the National Guard. So I talked to his recruiter, and he actually got me connected with the unit that I went in. I also knew that... they had an opening for military police, and that's what I really wanted to do. And I knew it would help me get a job later on in life, or at least give me some experience.
How did you imagine military life before you joined? How did your perceptions change after serving?
I imagined that it would be more stricter in some ways than it actually was. And I also... I imagined it to be more exciting, more often than it actually was. When I went to basic training, it was very strict, super strict. And then when I got out of basic training, it actually became not really that strict at all, as long as you just did what you were supposed to do, like a regular job. And my unit was very loose about stuff like that, as long as we were polite and respectful. And I learned that 99% of the time, it's really nothing exciting going on. It's just cleaning things or putting things together or practicing things. But then every so often you'd get the really exciting training or get deployed, which I got deployed to Afghanistan, which was exciting. And I also got to go to other countries like Italy and do stuff there as a military police officer, which was also exciting. But the most of the time I was in wasn't that exciting at all.
What was basic training like then?
Basic training was very hard. It was fast moving. It was a lot of yelling at first and a lot of stress at first. And that was part of the training, is to stress you out and make everything really hard. And then once you can deal with that, you can move on to more training. And it's supposed to simulate how much stress you'd be under if you were deployed or if you had to go to war. And it was very, very hard. It was very physically demanding. We had to do a lot of running, a lot of push-ups. We only ate healthy things. We didn't get snacks or soda or anything like desserts. And we learned how to be disciplined, how to stand, not move, how to be careful with our equipment, how to not lose things, get up at certain times, be very regimented. And I learned a lot, and I grew up a lot in basic training. And I went to basic training in Fort McCallum, Alabama.
Was there anything you especially missed about civilian life?
When I was away... For basic training, when I was away overseas and when I was deployed in Afghanistan for almost a year, I missed having freedom, because in basic training, you really didn't have any freedom in basic training. They kind of showed you what it's like not to be free and not to have control of your own life. Later on, it wasn't as bad. When I got deployed, I had freedom, but I was in a place that was dangerous and didn't have a lot of, I didn't have any grass really where I was. It was just dust. And I remember missing grass and being able to sit on the grass. And I remember missing just being able to go and get something to eat somewhere or fast food I missed a lot. And I also miss being in control of my life, because when you're in the military, you really don't have complete control of your life. They kind of control where you go, where you're going to eat, especially in an environment that you're deployed or you're in training.
Now I'm going to ask you some questions about raising your children.
Okay.
How has being a parent changed you?
I think being a parent has changed me a lot. I think it made me more responsible, and I think it made me want to do things I knew I would have hated to do, like get up early. But if I'm getting up early to do stuff for my kids, I don't mind. Or it definitely made me less selfish, and I now enjoy helping my kids and doing things for my kids. And I think it's made me actually a lot nicer and calmer. I think I'm a lot nicer to people now. I was nice before, but I think now I can understand when somebody says I had a bad day, especially because I'm a police officer and I see a bunch of kids in the car. I know what that means. I know what that feels like. So I think it showed me how to love someone else other than yourself for real. And I think when you have children, you really can see how much you really love somebody. And I know I never understood that, even my parents told me that, until I became a parent.
What are your dreams for your children?
My dreams for my children are very simple. They're the same for you, Peter, and the same for your sister, Sarah, is that you grow up and you're able to take care of yourself. You're successful, and I don't mean like you have a lot of money, but you're successful in that you're able to be self-sufficient. You're happy with what you do for a living, and you find yourself in a loving family. That's what my dreams are for you guys.
If you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
I think I would raise you the same, but I would probably do the best I could to make sure there was maybe less stress. And I know it's hard to do with today, because the world today is stressful. But a lot of things I just can't control. So I think I would raise you the same. And I think what I see you being or behaving like, or the lessons I try to teach you, I still agree with. So there's no more questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.